Blog Talk Radio.
I won't let touch me.
There's a story of an old sister who would come to church every Sunday. It was pain aching in her body. She would struggle from the back of the church all the way to the front pew, sometimes with tears streaming from her eyes. And one day, one of those young sisters got beside her, and she told that old sister, "Sister, if you're in so much pain, why don't you just turn around and just stay home sometimes?" That old sister just held her Bible close and said these words.
As I read the stories of old, and I look at old man Joe, she lost everything that he had in just one day. Now can't you see him as he spoke with his wife, but she said, "You ought to curse your God and die." I can imagine with tears in his eyes, I can hear Joe say, "I won't let
touch me, turn me around.
Though he slay me, I'm still gonna trust the
Lord.
No sickness, no sorrow, no pain. See, this is what I've learned. You see, when time in life get hard, that's when you ought to fall down and worship God. So I won't let nothing.
She told us, she said, "Before I take it back, I'll add more stuff."
What about those Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when the king said, "Better bow down before that image that day"?
Nothing.
I won't let nothing, no,
turn
me around.
I won't
no weapon formed against me to prosper. See, there's one thing I know. Sometimes we gotta go through the fire, but it's good to know Jesus will be right there by your side. I'm not gonna let nothing, no, no, no.
Yeah,
I'm gonna keep moving, and I'll never turn around. I'm determined, I've got a made up mind, I'm gonna get my crown. She told her, she said, "I won't let nothing, no,
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today's words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Bryant Tansel. We kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing to find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, Brother Tansel will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Tansel, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle. Good morning, everyone on our call. Happy Wednesday. It's great to be back with you. I am Bryant Tansel, where I lead the ministry at Central Church of Christ in Smyrna, Georgia, and I'll be bringing your call today. And I want to say a prayer today for Brother Bradshaw. I had to go into the hospital there this week for some dehydration, but he's feeling better, doing better, and progressing. We expected him to possibly come on back home and be able to rest for a little bit before this foot soldier hits the ground again. We know he's not gonna stop working. He's just like a workhorse. He's a soul winner for Jesus, for sure. So we're expecting him to get out maybe tomorrow. So tomorrow's Thursday, excuse me. So we'll keep you posted on that, and we're going to remember him in our prayers today. So I'm sitting in for him today, and he stood in for me on Friday while I was out at my meeting last week. And as you know, I'd accepted a new job and had to travel for some training, and that just reminded me of how we have to study. You know, we're always growing as individuals, and you're always learning something new, whether you're teaching someone or whether someone is teaching you. So we have to keep an open mind about that. And it made me think about studying the Bible and how can we apply, you know, the study that we learn in our life? What's the key to applying the Bible to our life? And I wanted to look up some information for you and present that today. So let's talk about that. What's the key to applying the Bible to my life? So it's the duty of all of us Christians. If we don't apply it, it becomes like a normal book, something that sits on a shelf, collects dust. And Paul says, whatever you've learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. And God of peace will be with you in Philippians 4 and 9. So when we apply the Bible and we apply it to our lives, God himself will be with us. So the first step in applying God's word is to read it. And many of us over the years, we memorize verses of the Bible. And if you're a person that likes to challenge yourself, if you like to keep growing, you know, write down the verses you remember, maybe 3 to 5, 10, and then see if you can add another 5 or 10. So it can be a building process. And when you internalize these things over time, what you will find is when you're going through good times, you've got some good quotes that you can just say on the tip of your tongue. You got some quotes when you're going through tough times and struggle that you have on the tip of your tongue. And sometimes that one little verse you say might be something that does the trick that turns someone else's day from darkness into sunshine. So the first step to apply it is to read it. Our goal in reading is to get to know God and learn his ways and understand his purpose for the world and for us individually. So we just keep reading and we study. So, excuse me. So the first word study involves the reading, but reading is not the same as studying. To study means that we prayerfully devote time and attention to acquire this knowledge. We have to look at particular people, the subjects, the theme, the passage, look at each individual book and internalize it. So it's a multitude of studies. And it takes time. And there's, if you really take notes, read, internalize it, practice it, memorize it, and say it back to yourself, it will come to you. So continue to familiarize yourself with the Bible. It's one of your closest weapons in this world that you can use. So I mentioned memorization. So if we don't memorize things, it's hard to apply what we can't remember. You know, most of us grew up working in some capacity and, you know, over time on your job, you got really good at doing it, but sometimes it was muscle memory or mind memory, and you really didn't have to think about it. It was almost like It was subconscious. It sunk into your mind. So you just, you memorized it. I mean, you didn't, you could do it in your sleep, as they say. So we can't hide the word of God in our hearts. We got to get there through memorizing it. And memorizing the scriptures is the way that we continually drink from God's word. We're not, when we don't do that, we're not reading our Bibles, but we want to continue to keep our cups full. They're already running over, but we have a responsibility to keep our cups running over by putting as much fruit in our bodies as we can. The Bible tells us to lay by and store, so that's what we're doing. So we store up money and other earthly possessions, right? So why don't we store up the Bible in our mind, heart, and soul? You know, we can create plans for reading the scripture every week. You're plugged in here to Grace Nurture, and we thank all of our ministers for bringing you all the great study that they prepare and do each week. We pray for them and our families, and we'll do that later. But everyone on the call, it's a collective. We learn and grow together. So what else can we do? How do we apply the Bible to our lives? How do I apply it to my life? Meditate on what you're reading. Whenever you're praying, think about scriptures you've read, how to apply that to your prayer. It's like reflecting when you're eating without digesting. Some people eat and they think about the food and think about the experience. So you can't afford to eat God's word without digesting it and getting it into your bloodstream, into your body, into your soul. So you remember the parable of the four soils in Matthew 13, 3 and 9, and also 18 through 23, Jesus tells the sower to go out and throw the seed in the field. And only to find that some of those seeds were the word of God in Matthew 13 and 9. Some of those seeds had fallen on rocky ground. You know, it wasn't much soil there. And they immediately sprang up, but they didn't have the depth of the soil, right? So what happens when the sun comes out? They actually were scorched there on the rock, and they had no root, so they withered away. And we don't want that to happen to us. That's in Matthew 13, 5 and 6. So Jesus says, is the person in whom the word is sown but does not take root. He speaks about that in Matthew 13, 20, 21. So apply. What does the word apply make us think about? The degree to which we study, memorize, and meditate on God's word is how we understand it and apply it in our lives. We put it into action. We must apply God's word in James 1 and 2. Action is an obedience step. It's the final step to cause what we're reading and what we're studying to actually show up in our lives, to be present in our lives. It helps us distinguish between good and evil every day. It helps us turn off evil in our mind because we don't have to respond to every evil we see out in the public place. Not our job to shut down every public act of disobedience to God. We see it. We take note of it. For example, I was in the airport yesterday, and there were people, you know, there's a lot of lines in the airport, and there were these two ladies talking. They were about five people ahead of me, but it seemed like they could not talk without a cuss word in every sentence. So in my mind, you know, you can start making some assumptions when people can't even speak a language without using profane language. Just out in public, people have kids in the line, there's just anybody. It doesn't matter your age if someone's using profanity in every sentence, whether you're a kid or you got a little bit of salt and pepper in your hair. You know, it's just so disrespectful to other people. But today we were talking about studying and applying the Bible to our lives, and I wanted to give you some tips on doing that and hope that will help you along your journey. We're going to conclude our lesson there. Thank you so much for listening, and we will close with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for our soul winner for Jesus, Brother Willie Bradshaw. He's been a stalwart at this program, Grace Nurture, and has continued it and kept it going and growing for more than 8 years now. And we thank you for this family we have listening on this call that's staying plugged in and staying tuned in. It's so easy for us to turn off the TV of life, to turn off your word, to turn off the Bible. People turn away from Jesus when they run through tough times. It's like we didn't study, we didn't memorize, we didn't apply your word to our lives. We were just checking the box and going through the motions. Lord, we ask that all of our people continue to keep growing. It's not the time to turn away when you go through rough times. It's the time to dig in a little bit deeper. And this is the true test of faith. It's when things are going well that you still have the humility to see that God is a part of your lives. And when things aren't going so well, that you still see that God is a huge part of your lives. Father, help us keep growing together. Let us pray for each other. You know the hearts of these lovely people on the call. Every one of us know that we're going to have struggles to deal with in life, and sometimes there's things out of our control, Lord, but you know how all of our stories end. But keep us mentally strong. Let us find that flower in life, which is ourselves, Lord, that causes us to be the bright sunshine for others and ourselves. Take time for yourself. Read something that's going to make you at least smile or laugh for a second. Think of something that's going to make you smile or laugh for a second, no matter what you're going through in your life. It could be a time your mom or father told you they love you as a child and how proud of you were. We need these things, Lord. We need the Bible, and we need to continue to study. Thank you so much for our word today. Have a blessed day out there, everyone. Take care. We love you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.